This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia continues its advance on Ukraine's capital of Kyiv. Ukrainian soldiers have built barricades there. The mayor says they will fight to the death if necessary. Irina Okremenko says she had to run to Romania with her year-and-a-half-old son, but leave the rest of her family behind in Kyiv.
To be with little baby and run away from my family, from my husband, from my sister and parents, it's very hard because I'm alone here.
A new effort to evacuate civilians along safe corridors finally got underway in the past few hours. But Ukrainian leaders are skeptical of Russia's offer of safe corridors for civilians to escape the war. This is day 13 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's president is now directly appealing to Americans to support Ukraine. The AP's Jennifer King.
In an interview with David Muir for ABC's World News Tonight, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says his people will continue resisting the Russian assault.
We will endure, and even if they come into all our cities, there will be insurgency, insurgent war.
Zelensky continues to call for a no-fly zone and says his countrymen need weapons and other resources.
Support us. Support us, and not only with words, with concrete, direct steps.
He says while Ukraine may seem far away, right now it's the front line in the battle for freedom. I'm Jennifer King.
The war in Ukraine is pushing up gas prices for Americans. This morning, gas is $4.17 a gallon, says the AAA, up 11 cents since yesterday. Major school districts around the country are now allowing students into classrooms without masks for the first time in nearly 2 years. New York City schools did away with their mask requirement yesterday. Philadelphia expected to lift its mandate tomorrow. This is AP News. They've given out the Academy of Country Music Awards. The AP's Margie Zarletta. With who won what?
Miranda Lambert won Entertainer of the Year and Morgan Wallen won Album of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards.
I wish I was in it.
Miranda Lambert missed the ACMs for the first time in 17 years, and this is the year she won Entertainer of the Year. Lambert is on tour in the UK. Dangerous, the double album, won Album of the Year. Morgan Wallen, who faced a backlash when a camera caught him using a racial slur, says he never gave up.
To my son, this album and this award will signify that his daddy was a fighter. And then he chased his dreams and worked hard to make them a reality.
Audio courtesy of ACM and MRC Live and Alternative. I was on a boat. Old Dominion, Carly Pearce, and Chris Stapleton were winners. Chris Young, who is the lead nominee with 7, was shut out. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Tough day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 797 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.